7:44. It's a Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Synergy Home Care Studios. Heavy smoke from the wildfires reducing that air quality. So if you're susceptible to respiratory issues, you might encounter some issues. Good morning, Julie and James.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Could you believe yesterday's weather? The high temp of 70 at 10:30.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
It was cold.
Last night at the livestock sale, which raised $671,813, wow. By the way. Thank you, everyone. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We were there, we were filming it, and I was looking out over the crowd, and it was funny. It was just, I just had to chuckle because everyone's in hoodies and jackets.
Yeah,
and
like, when was the last time that happened?
At a livestock sale, nonetheless.
Early August.
Yeah. Last year, it was like 100 degrees that day.
Yeah, like all the years I can remember.
I know.
It's been high and
times. I just had to chuckle. Everybody's in their jackets and hoodies. And great sale last night. Thanks, everyone. It was a lot of fun. And over $671,813 unofficially raised for the sale. Way awesome.
That's great.
I know. Okay. Today, French inventor. He was born on this date, 1755. Nicolas Jacques Conté was born. What did he invent?
I don't know.
No idea.
The modern pencil.
Oh,
cool.
Yes.
Well, not the modern pencil, probably.
Well, that's what they say.
The mechanical pencil?
Probably not the mechanical.
The modern wood pencil?
The modern wood pencil.
I still prefer
those. I'm guessing. You still use those?
I prefer those over mechanical.
Look at James shaking his head
all the way.
I break the tips all the time on the others.
Because you're writing with force.
Yeah.
Or left-handed. I don't know.
Ah, that's
maybe.
True, too. Probably. And you like the mechanical.
Yeah. 0.5?
0.5.
Yeah, the lead
size. Is that the
nice
lightest
tiny,
one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I can't use those.
Yeah.
You're writing with passion, Julie. You just break them.
Anger. Or
yes,
something
whatever it may be. I was going on the other side there. Billy Bob Thornton is 71 today.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Jeff Gordon, former NASCAR driver, he's a broadcaster now. Jeff Gordon, 55 today. Mm-hmm. Kurt Busch, he was also a Daytona 500 winner and NASCAR driver, 48 today. And Meghan Markle, Duchess. Mm-hmm. Sussex. Also, she's an actress too, right?
Yeah.
Former.
She was in Suits, I think, was her big claim.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Didn't do anything anymore, obviously. Any of that anymore.
Humanitarian is what she's doing now. 45 today. I'd like to be a humanitarian at 45. That'd be fun.
You can be a humanitarian now.
You can be a humanitarian at any age.
You don't have
age.
To be retired.
That's right. 1693, Dom Perignon introduces
champagne.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Yes. 1790, the Revenue Cutter Service is formed. That's the forerunner of the U.S. Coast Guard.
Oh.
And today is U.S. Coast Guard Day. Tip of the cap.
My grandfather was in the Coast Guard.
Nice. Tip of the cap to those folks, those men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just stormy conditions, helicopters in high hurricane winds, and they're jumping off a helicopter into the water, saving. It's like, wow.
There's a hurricane. They're the people you're asking for.
Yeah, they do lots of many other things, too. So tip of the cap to you folks in the U.S. Coast Guard today. 1892, Andrew and Abby Borden are axed to death at their home in Fall River, Mass. Lizzie.
Amos.
Isn't it Borden? Not
Borden. Borden. What did I say?
Bordner.
I did?
I'm like, that's another
Borden.
Couple
no,
accidents.
No,
Borden.
No,
Borden. Wow.
No, Borden.
What are the odds?
So, she was acquitted at trial.
Yeah.
So, who knows? 1945, golfer Byron Nelson recorded the most tournament wins in a season. 18.
Wow.
And I believe that's still a record.
Probably. Playing 18 tournaments in a year is a lot.
Yeah. 1949, the NBL and the NBAA merged into the NBA.
Mm.
I like it. Chocolate chip cookie day today.
Those are good.
Love chocolate chip cookies. Who doesn't? I mean, really?
I know, right? Ruth Wakefield invented the chocolate chip cookies in the 1930s at Toll House Inn.
1930s?
Yeah. Wow. What's your favorite cookie?
Late.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have to think on that. What about you?
Chocolate
macadamia.
Chip.
Yours is macadamia.
Macadamia.
I heard you say that.
Macadamia.
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate
Keep
chip.
Keep it simple, yeah.
Macadamia nut. They got to be soft.
I'm easy.
Chocolate chip. I would say.
Best pizza is pepperoni. Best cookie, chocolate chip. Simple.
You're just going with the standards, huh?
Yep. I have a saying. I say if you have a pizza place, you have to be able to nail the pepperoni pizza or you can't call yourself a good pizza place.
Okay.
The same probably goes for cookies.
All right.
If you're a baker, you got to be able to nail chocolate chip cookies.
With or without nuts?
True. Without, but
I like them with walnuts.
One. Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm not a walnut fan. I know that walnuts are extremely good for you. So you're probably feeling like you're getting a nutritious cookie, right?
No. I just think it adds a richness.
Okay. I'm not much on walnuts. I wish I was because they're very good for you. But anyway, chocolate chip cookie. Nestle purchased the rights to Toll House cookie recipe. Ruth sold the rights. Oh, Ruth. $1.
Oh, Ruth.
And a lifetime supply of cookies.
And I bet those cookies were bitter.
Yeah.
Didn't
taste the same.
Wow. And a lifetime supply. Oof.
Jeez.
I know. Ruth. Hey, you know. Massachusetts designated the chocolate chip cookie as the official state cookie. Do we have an official state cookie in Wyoming? That's interesting.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
We have state bird.
We have a lot of things, but I don't know if we have an official state cookie.
James and I heard a screech owl last night.
Oh, really?
Never heard one of those.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It does not.
We don't have one?
An official state cookie.
Oh, I was thinking of the state bird. That's why I jumped for that.
Nice random drop there, Julie.
Which is not a screech owl. But...
Hey, I tripped over a culvert.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the state
back
cookie.
Back to the state cookie thing.
No state cookie? We could probably designate a lot of different things in the big state.
Oh, you can designate everything.
Yeah. The flowers, the Indian paintbrush, the bird is the meadowlark. Is that all?
I think the dinosaur is the T-Rex.
We have a state dinosaur?
I think we do.
Okay.
I don't know. Look at it, James, and see if we got a state dinosaur. I think we do have a state bird and a state flower,
and then the flag, but I don't know what else.
Yeah. But we could probably find all kinds of state designated things. Not the screech owl at random, but
that really is cool.
It does sound neat. What was it doing?
It sounded like a horse whinnying. Actually, like a miniature horse whinnying.
Triceratops.
I knew we had a dinosaur.
Wow.
Triceratops.
And our state gemstone is jade.
Oh, yeah. Wyoming jade.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gemstone. That was the other one.
So last night, this is funny. Because, you know, goats will make sounds, right?
Yeah, they sound like ma.
They sound like people,
oh, good
right?
job. That was a good goat.
So I'm, what was that, Julie? Again?
Yeah.
How's that sound?
No, it's okay.
Oh, come on, one more time.
Mom!
All right, there you go. So I'm leaving the livestock sale last night, and I had to laugh because there was a bunch of goats off to the side when I was walking. One of them's going, hey, hey! And it sounded like he was going, hey!
Really?
Like at me, you know? It sounded like a human. He goes, hey!
They do make sounds.
I know they do.
Strikingly human sounding.
Your sister Jill and I were videoing last year's horses, and there were some goats away from us. And I believe the goat was going, help, help. It sounded like it was going, help.
They do sound like that, too.
I thought it was sounding like we both look at each other, and it's just like, sounds like that goat's going, help.
Yeah.
And about that time, the jousting was getting ready to take place, and there was a jouster in full regalia, you know, just walking around the race, and it sounded like the goat was looking at him going, help, help. it was one of those things you had to be there, but it was funny. But, so last night I'm walking by, he's going, hey! It just sounded like somebody going, hey!
Maybe he was.
Maybe he was. I don't know. Anyway, how did we get from chocolate chips to there?
state something.
State. We have a little state cookie.
No.
Chilling chocolate chip cookie dough in the refrigerator before baking helps prevent the cookies from spreading too quickly.
Yeah. Cool.
Now, they say you shouldn't eat raw dough.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I say a lot of things.
Do you do that?
Sure. Of course.
I do, too.
Every time I eat raw eggs,
I haven't done it for a long time, but every time you do that, you go, I hope this is okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rocky downed all kinds
nothing,
of eggs.
Nothing wrong with a little gamble.
Raw eggs.
Rocky?
Rocky Balboa.
Oh, Rocky Balboa. Okay, I was thinking another Rocky.
People there's plenty of people that down raw eggs. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's a little. I like eggs, but not like that. I like them in the bag.
Yeah, well, that's you're approaching similar territory there.
Okay. Survey found that more than 3/4 of obese Americans think they have healthy eating habits, and 40% of them said they do vigorous exercise at least 3 times a week. Okay. Huh. Why not? As long as you're doing something.
One's
doesn't matter.
Probably not correct. If that's
well,
the case.
You know. Any time of exercise or activity is good.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Start somewhere. A study found that for the most efficient learning, college classes shouldn't start any earlier at 11 a.m. That's probably a
good pick.
True fact.
Good call.
Good call on that one. You know, we talked about the yard sale yesterday, the 127. Yeah. That is not how large that sale is.
No, I was going to say 120. It's no way because it goes across 4 states.
It's not 127 miles. You know how long that garage sale is?
It's 1,027 miles?
It's 690 miles. Yeah. It goes through Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, and parts of Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, where did you get the 127?
Well, it's called the 127.
It maybe started at 127.
Is it Highway 127?
No, I think that's how it started. Is that big?
Maybe it was 127 miles at the start, and then they expanded.
And then they left
it. I mean, there's 600 miles of just tables by the road?
No, I think it's houses. Like, it's just houses dotted along one road. I think from what I read yesterday.
690 miles. They said you'll find everything in the world. I believe it. No winner last night. Powerball. Mm. Now it's about 786. That's a lot of money. Okay, there are 5,300 of these in the U.S.
5,300?
5,300 colleges and universities.
Oh. Yeah. Believe that.
I know, right? 1952, this popular at-work activity was first given a name.
What year?
1952.
This popular what activity?
At-work activity.
Popular at-work activity was given a name in a series of commercials, and then from then on, took off.
Smoking. No, it's too late for that.
No, it's not. That's right.
52, though. People have been smoking before that. Typing?
The coffee break.
Oh.
Folgers.
Yeah. Good. It was an ad for coffee. So everybody goes, hey, let's go take a coffee break.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
Power of advertising.
I know, the power of advertising. I agree. Wow. The Amazon rainforest emerged.
Wait a minute. People took a coffee break, but it was probably a smoke break.
Both smoke and coffee?
Because we drink coffee here now, but we don't take a coffee break.
Right.
So...
You kind of drink.
Could have been both.
Drink coffee throughout the.
Yeah.
Nothing gets you more wired than a cigarette and coffee.
Right.
You make that
true.
Sound like yeah. You make that sound like you've lived that, James.
No,
I'm kind of betting you've not done either one of them.
You just watch a movie, and that's all the detectives are doing: are ripping cigs and drinking coffee at 8 p.m.
Nothing like a coffee. Ripping
coffee
a sink
and a morning cig.
And a little coffee. Get you going. All right, the Amazon rainforest emerged after this. 66 million years ago.
A big meteor.
Yes.
Hit planet Earth.
Yes, that's when the rainforest emerged after the dinosaur killing asteroid impact. And speaking of dinosaurs, if you haven't seen the museum out at the Mond Center at Sheridan College,
yeah,
go check that out. It's got some way cool things in it. Take the kids. I took my grandkids a few weeks ago. They had a blast. We were there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so go do that. And then the extension out of Ranchester. Tom Hebert was on yesterday.
Yeah.
Talking about the museum. Here. We got some awesome museums, not just the natural history. We got the Brenton and the one downtown.
And
yeah,
see.
you could spend a whole tour on museums in Sheridan and enjoy. So, and again, thanks everyone who came out to the sale. Very successful last night. And all the hard work that the volunteers, people put in. So, James,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and have a cig and coffee break.
Yeah. Yep. That time of the morning.
All right. You're listening to Carol E. Sheridan. Fox News is on the way next. Have an awesome day today. Going to be a little smoky, hazy, sunny, and 78. Enjoy.